Any medical information obtained from our websites or this live show are not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have or might suspect that you have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a licensed healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio show are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors. For more information, go to www.selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L, go, G-O.com.
Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino, and his co-host, Monet Kelso. Welcome, Tom.
Hi, Monet. Hello.
How you doing tonight?
It's a great day. It's been a wonderful day. Thank you.
It really is. We had some gorgeous weather here, and we've got some beautiful stories, some live testimonials coming on tonight, again, to share with our audience the reality of the power of the divine energy of Scalar. And this is something we're going to do a little rehash for our new listeners on what is Scalar Energy. So, Tom, take it away.
Okay, we're working with Scalar Energy, which is different. It is not electricity. Well, we recognize that there's two energies in the universe, Scalar Energy and electromagnetic energy. Well, everybody's familiar with electricity. It's in your home. You work with it every day. Well, there's a better energy than electricity. Scalar Energy is far superior to that of electricity. And that's what we focus on. The potential behind Scalar Energy is much greater than that of electricity. It's going to be the new energy that mankind will soon embrace, and that's what we're trying to really key in on, this incredible, infinite supply of energy, Scalar Energy.
Well, you know, Tom, as wonderful as all the energy medicine tools are that are out there, there's amazing magnetic pulse technologies, electrical technologies, microcurrent. But here's one of the problems with those energies, coherence and lack of coherence. Sometimes these machines, those that make them, it's dirty electricity, which means it's chaotic. So you're getting a benefit, but you're also creating chaos. And that's the huge difference between, one of the huge differences, there's so many, between electromagnetic energy and Scalar, because Scalar has a coherifying, that's a new word I just made up, but an organizing effect. In other words, it's already harmonious. You don't have to make it harmonious like you do with the other energies, and which some people don't do when they make technologies. And that's one of the most beautiful things about Scalar, Tom, isn't it?
Of course. What we're getting at, what Monet is mentioning, is that Scalar Energy is a oneness. It's the intelligence of the universe. And when you're in a Scalar Energy force field, you're in a state of perfection, whereas the electromagnetic dimension is not that of perfection. Any electromagnetic force field really introduces resistance, decay, and eventually death and disorder. Well, you don't have that with Scalar Energy. Scalar Energy is perfect order, perfect intelligence. It really will beget perfect life. That's the key. That's the very quiddity behind this. Scalar Energy is perfection. It is perfecting our lives.
And just to confirm that, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you know what entropy is, but it really is the state of all energy and matter in the universe except for Scalar Energy. Scalar Energy does not dissipate, and it shows no entropy ever. So imagine the kind of effect that's going to have on your body, because your body is a Scalar Energy and electromagnetic energy machine. And what's great about the Scalar is that it brings the electromagnetic energy into order, into balance, into harmony, which has a pervasive effect over the whole body. We don't have to concentrate on disease to get healthy, which doesn't make any sense in the first place. But the beauty of Scalar Energy is you just send the information to the body. The body uses what it needs and doesn't use what it doesn't need. And it goes about with this information of perfect order of restoring its own functions. And we have two guests with us here tonight They're going to share their stories in just a few minutes. But first, Tom, I mean, do people have to buy this technology to get it? How is it administered?
No, you don't have to purchase any experimental equipment. We have the technology. We administer scalar energy. We're able to treat anyone. All we need in order to treat you remotely is your photograph. That's the beauty of scalar energy. Scalar energy can access anybody in the world. All we need is a photograph to broadcast energy to your person. This is one of the wonderments of scalar energy.
Is that it has such intelligence that it's able to literally read the fingerprint, the light fingerprint of your photograph, which is totally unique to you, just like your fingerprint is unique to you. And this scalar energy, because it has interdimensional qualities, I know these sound like crazy ideas, but wasn't it crazy when you first turned on the first microwave oven? You were like, how is this possible? But this is advancing technology, and actually it's been in the works, Tom, for more than a quarter of a century you were doing research.
Yes, indeed, and I've perfected it to the point that I can routinely, easily control scalar energy. I have mastery over this energy, and with that, I can do incredible things with scalar energy.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, this really represents the future of wellness. This is where we're going. This is the Star Trek, quote-unquote, medicine we were all hoping existed, and it really does exist. And wait till you hear the stories of people just like you and me who are experiencing incredible physical, mental, and emotional benefits from this organizing divine energy coming in contact with their bodies. And the thing is it can go to you wherever you are. You can be at work. The treatments are administered every single day. So every single day, this subtle energy is at work, bringing the body the information it needs to restore its own function. And this is what happens. But then, Tom, you also do something else with this scalar. Regarding the scalar energy in regards to pathogens. Let's talk about that for a second.
Sure. Scalar energy is fundamental control over nature. Now, with that statement, I can take a molecular form and control it with scalar energy. I routinely do that for viruses, bacteria, fungi. I am able to change the molecular state of viruses, fungi, bacteria. And in so doing, I can break down, I can disorganize the molecular state of germs, pathogens. Well, what that means, frankly, is that we eradicate, we get rid of those germs with scalar energy. Now, if you can do that with energy, and you can do that in a painless fashion, well, that's fine. Well, in so doing, that entails being able to eradicate any pathogenic disease.
And unlike a lot of modalities that have the ability to kill bacteria, virus, and fungus, or any, you know, herbal remedies or whatever that you might be trying or experimenting with, there's no die-off because this is done at the atomic level, and these pathogens are not broken down to their own forms and then all of their stuff spews into your bloodstream. No, they're broken down into carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen. Basically, you're not going to have any spore forms of the pathogens spreading. You're not going to have them mutating because it's not the right frequency. You're not hitting them with the right frequency. They're not going to be able to escape because it's at the atomic level. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a really quick break. Please stay tuned because we've got two awesome testimonies of people like you talking about how scalar energy has changed their world. We'll be right back after this message.
What if there was an advanced scientific method that could be used to reduce pathogens in your body down to simple elements? Would you want it? Who wouldn't?
You think you've heard and seen it all, but probably the most significant breakthrough in the history of health and wellness has just been made. And over 100,000 people have already tried it with never-before-seen results. You don't believe us? Well, we have the negative PCR test to prove it. That's because the Space Age innovations and breakthroughs based upon the work of Nikola Tesla have made possible this amazing scientific method of broadcasting scalar energy to you. Wherever you are, just like a phone call finds your cell phone. We know it sounds like sci-fi because it is so advanced. However, the future of wellness is finally here now with the most advanced scientific method ever developed, Scalar Energy Wellness. Learn more about the power of Scalar Energy at selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L-G-O. And read for yourself about the thousands of lives that are being transformed by the wellness technology of the future, Scalar Energy. For more information, go to www.selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L, go, G-O.com.
Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with research scientist Tom Palladino, who has, after 25 years of research on the work of Nikola Tesla and some other very advanced scientists whose work has really been suppressed for almost 100 years, he has developed a scalar energy broadcast system that is able to send the divine energy of the universe to you wherever you are. And we're going to talk to Sheila right now and find out her story about scalar energy. Sheila, are you with us?
I am.
Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show. How are you doing tonight?
Thank you. I'm doing excellent. Thank you for inviting me on. I'm so happy to talk about Tom and our experience here. You know, Tom picks up where Nikola Tesla left off, for sure. And I met Tom about a year and a half ago, and I was so impressed with him and this work. And so, you know, of course, we tried it. And for me, I'll tell you, I've suffered with a lot of things in life, but depression being one of them, and been on and off antidepressants. And I had been off, I was off an antidepressant for a few months, and I was just feeling kind of, you know, kind of funky, not really great. But I'll tell you, since I've been on Scalar, I have like this heightened sense of well-being and focus, and it's just amazing. You know, I get more things done. That's been my experience. And I want to just share real quick, if I may, about my daughter.
Oh, please, take your time.
She's 17, and she gets rashes. She's a rashy kind of person. And so I said, well, let's go to the dermatologist. And she said, wait a minute. Or I said it. I don't know who said it, but we thought, let's have Tom work on her. So I sent her photo to Tom that night. The next day, she comes running in. Oh, she wrote a letter on my and left it on my computer because I get up early. Mom, cancel the appointment. I can't believe it. My rash is completely gone. I mean, blown away, like that fast. So, you know,
overnight?
There's another... There's another one for you. And also, he's worked on our pets here. But not just that, the people that I have met that that have used Tom's work and that use the scalar energy and get the treatments, are the testimonials are just off the chart. You know, I can just share with you that people, I mean, a lot of people, like this one woman I met, she's a Reiki healer and a, you know, energy healer and has lots of modalities. And I can't remember what it was, but she had tried, you know, alternatives, herbs, eastern, western, northern, southern, you know, everything.
Right.
And she got on Tom's package and was, bam, she was absolutely blown away. Like within 3 days, she was having complete results that she hadn't gotten anywhere else. So,
well, Sheila, it's so exciting to hear about the instantaneous turnarounds. Because people that have chronic situations for long-standing, like 30 years of hepatitis or herpes, they may take a little bit longer. But we had one recently, Tom, how many months? I think it was 3 months after 35 years of hepatitis C. He got a totally negative DNA test back from the VA.
Yes, we heard such a promising report after a few months of scalar energy treatments. A gentleman went to the Veterans Administration and submitted to the diagnostic test a viral load test, and the viral load test came back negative after 35 years of having hepatitis C infections. This gentleman no longer has any detectable viral load. Why? Well, scalar energy broke apart the hepatitis C virus. Again, scalar energy allows us to control germs. We've never been able to have such controlled mastery over germs. We do have that now with scalar energy. Scalar energy is introducing us to a new way of treating infectious disease. It's very, very exciting. It's very, very promising.
So even though it wasn't overnight, considering the time frame comparison between 3 months and 35 years, it's still really fast. But we love to hear those overnight stories like your daughter's. Those are so cool. And so you know lots of people that have had instantaneous results.
Yes, or let's see, I was thinking of there's so many people with the herpes virus. I mean, herpes, it's chronic, it's forever, right? We all know that. Not so fast, grasshopper. I mean, can you imagine if people could get this? I mean, there's so many testimonials about people that have had herpes and do no longer have that. I mean, one of my very, very good friends, she has absolutely no sign of it after having it for, the last probably 20 years or so. She hasn't gotten, had it tested or anything like that. But she has absolutely no outbreaks, no sign of it.
Well, I guarantee you, if she went and did get a test, a DNA test, that they wouldn't be able to find it. I mean, that's just what's happening across the board that we've seen without exception. So this is truly exciting because herpes, it can seem like just an embarrassment or an irritation, but really it has a very insidious effect on the nervous system. It is one of the precursors for Alzheimer's. And having worked in elder care for many years, I saw some of the most horrific cases of shingles, and the suffering was so profound. And it's such a shame for our senior citizens to have to endure that kind of suffering. The pain of herpes, it's a nerve pain. It's not just an injury pain. It goes through the entire nervous system. And so this is offering new hope for people that really had no hope. They say it's incurable. So Sheila, how many friends have you shared this with, and what's been their reaction?
Hundreds. I do a radio show too over here in America. You're at BBC, right?
BBSradio.com.
Oh, BBS Radio. Okay, I see. Yeah. So I've shared it with my listeners and. Unbelievable. I mean, get emails all the time. I forward them off to Tom. You know, I get so busy, but they all go back to Tom. And I have not got not one complaint or wanting a refund or anything like that. You know, and what's really cool is people like to, there's different options. So you could, instead of getting it for just you for the whole month, you can get it for yourself and your dog and your husband. Or some people do co-workers, and everybody pitches in a little bit, and everybody gets taken care of. It's really cool.
It's, you end up saving so much money on supplements. We've had a lot of testimonies about that, people that were taking like 50 supplements a day. And that's really pricey, and it's actually very hard on the body as well. And then, of course, we had one caller a couple of weeks ago who used to go to the doctor a couple times a month. Now she doesn't even have to go. Because she doesn't need to go. And that's a huge savings, even if it's just co-pays. It really ends up saving you money. It's like the best life health insurance policy you could ever have.
I agree. It's, I'm 62, and I have never felt better physically.
You don't sound 62. Yeah. And that's another thing. Have you noticed that, the clock is starting to turn backwards with your body and your appearance and everything?
Yeah. Yes. And, it's also, just so cool that because, as we evolve as humans, as we evolve in technology, We have the internet to spread Tom's word. We have it's time for this energy to be uncovered and utilized, you know, the way it's supposed to. And Tom is just a pioneer in this, and so brave and so wonderful. And I'm just so excited to completely support him in any way I can.
Oh, Sheila, we have to take a really quick break. Would you stick with us for the next segment?
Sure.
Okay, awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, more exciting information about the future of wellness and hope for you right after this message.
What if scientists could develop a method to melt fat off of your body for you and reduce cravings for bad foods? Wouldn't you want it? I know you thought you've heard everything when it comes to weight loss, but probably the most significant breakthrough in the history of weight loss has just been made. And there are 100,000 people who have already tried it with never-before-seen results. You can go listen to their testimonies yourself at scalarwellness.net/fat-metabolism. This advanced space-age innovation of Scalar Energy is able to go to work at the atomic level to help your body assemble the nutrients it needs to metabolize fat, and the fat begins to just melt away. Discover more about how the power of Scalar Energy literally melts the fat off your body for you at scalarwellness.net/fat-metabolism. Again, that's scalarwellness.net/fat-metabolism. For more information, go to www.selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L, go, G-O.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Divine Energy Radio Show, where the future of wellness is today, right here and right now. And we have with us research scientist Tom Palladino, our host, and a researcher who, after 25 years of working with the research of Nikola Tesla, has developed a scalar broadcast technology that can broadcast this information to your body, the information of all health, all and of all order and energy in the universe, the intelligence of the universe, to your body wherever you are. Tom, do you think that scalar energy can be viewed in any other places in nature that people could make a correlation to?
I say that scalar energy is omnipresent. The stars of the universe are continually broadcasting scalar energy throughout the world. So this really is, if you will, the foundation of all intelligence. Scalar energy is the intelligence of the universe. Without scalar energy, there would not be intelligence. Without scalar energy, we would not have order. We would be reduced to a state of chaos. That's how important scalar energy is. We're missing the point if we don't understand how crucial scalar energy is to the functioning of the entire universe.
Now, people may think, well, then how do you get this universal energy into a technology? Well, let's think about this for a second, ladies and gentlemen. At one time, the idea of having light come through a wire and be turned on by a switch was considered like voodoo. You know, I mean, everybody had lanterns. It was gas lanterns or, you know, kerosene lanterns. And so we understand that the first reaction of the brain is like, how could the organizing intelligence of the universe be broadcast from a technology that a human built? But listen, Edison, Einstein, Hertz, Ohm, all of these great researchers, if you go and you read their biographies, there's a very telling cofactor in all of the stories, and that is that they either dreamt the solutions, they had like a moment of download or an aha moment where all of their years of research didn't give them the information, but in one moment of time, all the clarity came. And this is basically what we have. We have an interaction with our creator source. We can get information to improve our lives. We can get information how to make advanced technologies, just like the light bulb was so out of the spectrum of what anyone could even imagine when Edison first turned it on. Just imagine that's where we're at with scalar energy. Sheila, are you still with us?
I am, and I said that same thing. I totally agree. When people heard about, and there'll be lights in every house and every room and in the streets and in buildings, people thought you were crazy, you know, to imagine light. But you know, it's really the next step. This to us, I'm sure, it's just so perfect. It is the next. You know, we can't keep using this you know, toxic energy. We used up all the resources on the planet. Well, we have this energy. We've had it, and now people like Tom are given the code to access it, because it's time that we harness it and utilize it to light our cities as well as heal our planet and our people and everybody in it.
It has, like I've heard Tom say before, infinite potential for good, for our entire society. So it's really not so weird that someone can build a technology, because, for instance, in the Bible it says, every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. That's a very spiritual book. Well, scalar energy is a form of light energy. And then so was the light that Edison turned on in his laboratory. What's the difference? They both come from heaven. Just maybe one seems weirder because it's invisible, but it's really not. Energy is energy is energy. And when you look at the atomic level, we're actually, what we think is solid is actually made up of a lot of space. That's also a really difficult concept to conceive of. So is the concept of infinity. So even when we can't fully understand how something works, we've got thousands and thousands of testimonials of people that have had amazing outcomes. And Tom, has there ever been any negative side effects from your treatments?
No, and the reason there are no negative side effects is we are working with a non-physical entity. Once again, we're working with energy, with light. It is non-physical. There's no chemical makeup to this. Well, we are familiar, obviously, with chemicals in this world, and some of them have a harmful effect. Well, not only do I not work with chemicals, I don't work with any physical substance whatsoever. Everything that I'm working with is pure energy. It's the same energy of the sun or the stars. Hence, this is the life force energy. It's non-physical. It's perfect energy. And it essentially represents the coherence. This is what you said initially, Monet. It's the coherence. It's the organization of the universe. It is all perfect, and it cannot harm us.
And people may think, well, hey, if I can get scalar energy from the sun and the stars, why do I need these treatments? Well, these are different. These are directed treatments. This is specifically directing a stronger form. Of course, not stronger if you were right next to the star, okay? But we're like gazillions of light years away from these heavenly bodies. But this is a stronger form than we're being exposed to from these very remote stars and planets. And it's being specifically directed towards you, your unique light signature. And that's why it makes a difference. So, Sheila, of all the people you've told, you said nobody has been dissatisfied.
Nobody has been dissatisfied. That's right.
And that's
nobody's ever.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Pardon me?
I said, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. I mean, I just hear one after the other, and for different things. I mean, people have different issues, different conditions. Now, you know, as Thomas probably said, it's not for every condition. You're not working with cancer quite yet, but so many things that, as they said, are chronic, or you'll have it forever. It's not so. It's like it's just not there. You know, they just disappear. You know, things that, like, you know, rashes and chronic headaches and depression.
And psoriasis and celiac disease and Crohn's disease and hormonal imbalances and weight problems. I mean, literally people are going on Tom's full program and adding the fat metabolism. They're not doing one thing different, and they're losing weight. And then they're losing the cravings for stuff that's not good for them. I mean, is that not the weight loss program of the dream of the century? And so,
absolutely.
Really,
and you know what? Tom is moving so fast that I heard that earlier. And I'm like, as soon as we hang up, I'm going to get me on that one.
Get the sabotage.
No.
Well,
I have not, I mean, you move so fast. I'm so excited to try that. That's awesome.
Oh, it's really great. We've got some really awesome testimonials that are going to be posted at selfhealgo.com very soon from the radio show so that everyone can, you can either read the testimonials or you'll be able to listen to them. But the thing is, it's not only just about getting Tom out to the world. Think about this. We've got a hurting world out there. They need this. You've got to help. We've got to help these people. Go to the hospital sometime. Go to the children's hospital. You want a really profound experience? Go to the children's hospital. You'll never be the same. And honestly, this is why, how are they going to find out if we don't tell them?
You're absolutely right. And that's what's so great about the Internet right now, is because we can reach so many more people, and there's so many people suffering. But it's so great because these radio shows are, you know, worldwide, and word of mouth is wonderful. You know, I tell you, you just got to keep getting the word out. And Tom's got to, you know, keep, because he's got to stop doing radio shows soon, because he needs to research. He's just researching, and he's got so much to do. So, you know, we want to just support him in every way to just keep growing and growing.
That's why we've got to take up the slack, and we've got to go help these people out there that have been told there's no hope, that they have an incurable condition, that they're never going to get off of depression medications, and all of the bad news that we hear nowadays. As even though we have the most advanced medicine on the face of the planet, we have the sickest people also of almost any civilized nation, and worse than some of the third world countries. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have to take another really quick break. Sheila, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being with you. You're just a spark of sunshine. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Sheila. It was a pleasure to speak to you.
Okay, come back and visit us again, will you please, Sheila?
I'm going to call you Sparkle. Okay,
okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this message.
What if there was an advanced scientific method that could be used to reduce pathogens in your body down to simple elements? Would you want it? Who wouldn't? You think you've heard and seen it all, but probably the most significant breakthrough in the history of health and wellness has just been made. And over 100,000 people have already tried it with never-before-seen results. You don't believe us? Well, we have the negative PCR test to prove it. That's because the Space Age innovations and breakthroughs based upon the work of Nikola Tesla have made possible this amazing scientific method of broadcasting scalar energy to you wherever you are, just like a phone call finds your cell phone. We know it sounds like sci-fi because it is so advanced. However, the future of wellness is finally here now with the most advanced scientific method ever developed, Scalar Energy Wellness. Learn more about the power of Scalar Energy at selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L-G-O. And read for yourself about the thousands of lives that are being transformed by the wellness technology of the future, Scalar Energy. For more information, go to www.selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L, go.com.
Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show. We just had a great time with Sheila, didn't we, Tom?
Oh, yes. Yeah. She's always so informative, so articulate. A great person.
Well, we have another wonderful guest right now. Patricia, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're so welcome. I'm so happy to be here. Hi, Tom.
Hello, Patricia.
So, Patricia, tell us your scalar energy story.
Well, I've been around us for a number of years now, Monet. I started with Tom the Scalar Sessions 32 months ago. So I started in March of 2012, and I overcame a really bad case of psoriasis at the time that had led to a MRSA infection. Mm. So I feel like I had two events occur. The psoriasis became went into a better state of being, as well as the MRSA is gone, gone, gone. So I never have to be concerned about that staph on steroids infection again. So I started working with Tom, and as I began to work with him, I started putting more and more of my family and friends, introducing them to the Scalar sessions. And so tonight I really want to go into a story about my daughter. I have seen thousands of clients go through the Scalar sessions and repeat the sessions month after month after month. I have seen many chronic illnesses abate, and I have seen lots and lots of miracles, but I have one of my very own, and this started back in September of 2012. My daughter had had a work injury 4 years previous. She spent 2 years going through the physical therapy and alternative modalities for healing that injury, and then finally became in such bad condition that she let a doctor talk her into taking pain medication. She was promised by the doctor that the pain medication was not addictive, and so she went ahead and did it because she was in such bad shape. She couldn't work. So she went on this pain medication, and 2 years later, she was in even worse condition. She was in bed for probably 80% of her day on a regular basis. And so at that point, I went ahead and asked her if she would like to experience the Scalar sessions and see if it could help her. And she wasn't really open to it. She is a little bit concerned about taking on healing modalities that are outside herself. So she wasn't warmed up to it initially, but by September of 2012, she agreed to let me go ahead and put her on. So I did that. By December of that same year, she had lost 30 pounds and gotten out of bed, and by January, she had a job. By March, she had a promotion in the job. By June, she relocated to a new city. By October, she had a brand new job, and by the end of 2014, this last year, she had weaned herself off this highly addictive pain medication. It was actually reported to the public in 2013 that it was one of the most addictive opiates on the market, and they hadn't thought it was it initially. So through the use and, you know, giving it to patients over and over and over again, they learned that it's highly addictive. So anyway, she started weaning herself off that pain medication. So within a two-year time frame, she completely changed her life, came back. Her life is night and day compared to what it was in September of 2012. So we think the world of Tom Palladino. Our family votes thumbs up every time his name comes up in the conversation.
That is so beautiful, because debilitating pain, I mean, being in bed 80% of your life, that's a horrible existence. I've been there.
Migraines, daily migraines.
on top of it all. And then feeling like you're a zombie because you're on these meds, and that's the only thing. And they take the edge off of the pain a little, but they mostly just google goggle your brain and just barely take enough of the pain off so that you're not, you know, ready to jump in a hole. But it's really not a happy solution. And how beautiful.
No, it's not. And she was trying to avoid that. She did everything she could to avoid that very situation. And unfortunately, you know, the best thinking out there right now for people suffering from any kind of a condition is an opiate or, you know, something similar.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's all they have. And what do people who are allergic to opiates do? They're really up the creek. Mm-hmm. But here's
indeed.
The good news. The good news is, no matter how bad the injury, we know that Scalar Energy can help it. Now, we're not making promises that, I mean, you know, there's certain things function-wise, structure-wise, that if it's completely altered, obviously, you know, Scalar Energy is not going to put your spine, you know, whatever. But you will have your best chance at your best quality of life.
Scalar Energy, actually, the Scalar sessions, the three protocols that Tom uses on a a daily basis now, and that's 7 days every week for a 30-day period, actually helps everyone with anything that they may have. However, we can't say that it actually will eradicate and or cure every single condition. And that's what you just said. I just said it in different words. But it helps everybody. It literally does.
Yes, it does. And pets, too. And you know, it's not a placebo
effect.
Oh, that's
another story. Let me tell you this, Monet.
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
she has a pet. She is 11 years old now, and she's been on Scalar for about a year. I think she put her pet on Scalar herself, so it's been about a year. And she's highly allergic, and so those allergies have really calmed down, and she doesn't even have to use a flea control for her.
Really? The
fleas stopped. And all the ear infections and almost all of the allergies. She just has to do, she used to get an allergy shot, I think, every 3 months, and now she just does it once a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
it works great for pets.
And it's not a placebo effect because they don't even know the difference.
No, they don't know. They don't think about it.
But you can see the difference in their coat, in the sparkle in their eyes. I just saw a picture.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I saw a picture of a friend of mine has a 15-year-old dog. He's got him on the Scalar. And it's been, I think, 3 months since I saw his photograph. I could even tell from the photograph that the entire texture of his coat had changed. He looked like a young dog. He didn't look like an old. He used to have cataracts. No more cataracts. I mean, it's literally miraculous. And that's what's so awesome is that it's pervasive. It doesn't matter what your issue is. Scalar Energy is going to give you your best chance to have some kind of relief and some kind of resolution. So if you know anybody that's had an accident, that's had an injury, that has a sick pet, that's suffering with herpes, any of these conditions, and you want to help them, text them right now and have them go to selfhealgo.com and look for themselves. Believe me, they're going to hear the testimonies on the show, get them to listen to the radio show. They're going to read the testimonies on the website, and they're going to have hope. It's definitely worth a try. I mean, what have you got to lose? There's no negative side effects. Patricia, since you've been working with Tom for 3 years, have you ever heard of any negative side effects?
No, not at all. Sometimes people can perceive a negative side effect. You know, that can be perceived for almost anything if you're starting something new. But for sure, we know that it doesn't come from Scalar Sessions because, as Tom explained, it's not chemical. This is a light energy that people are receiving, and it's instructional. What it does is it instructs. The pathogen cleanse, for instance, instructs at a cellular level to release, to do a cleanse, to break apart the pathogens. And so they go back to their original element. And with the nutritional therapy, that instruction, the light instruction, is to assemble nutrients from the original elements. So there's no chemical action going on. It's not as though you're ingesting something. Your body is simply receiving this instruction and then obeying the instruction.
I just thought of something. What if the broken up pathogens actually get reconstructed into nutrients?
Well, I think something useful probably does happen. Some people, when they first hear this, they kind of think of maybe implosion, explosion, you know, tearing apart, destruction. But I don't see it that way. I see it as a transmutation or a transformation.
Well, actually, who wants to be a pathogen when they grow up? I think they're going to be much happier being a nutrient or whatever else they become.
They probably hopped on us so they could go up their our ladder with us or something. I don't know. You know, I mean, that would be kind of a fun thing to source out and maybe, you know, build a story around, but I know exactly what you're saying.
What if there was an advanced scientific method that could be used to reduce pathogens in your body down to simple elements? Would you want it? Who wouldn't? You think you've heard and seen it all, but probably the most significant breakthrough in the history of health and wellness has just been made. And over 100,000 people have already tried it with never-before-seen results. You don't believe us? Well, we have the negative PCR test to prove it. That's because the Space Age innovations and breakthroughs based upon the work of Nikola Tesla have made possible this amazing scientific method of broadcasting scalar energy to you wherever you are, just like a phone call finds your cell phone. We know it sounds like sci-fi because it is so advanced. However, the future of wellness is finally here now with the most advanced scientific method ever developed, Scalar Energy Wellness. Learn more about the power of Scalar Energy at selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L-G-O. And read for yourself about the thousands of lives that are being transformed by the wellness technology of the future, Scalar Energy. For more information, go to www.selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L, go, G-O.com.
So, Patricia, in your 3 years working with Tom, what kind of conditions have you read testimonials about and spoken with people about that they've had?
I've heard everything. We have at the website, we have a page called Live Q&A, and Tom and I have done the Live Q&A once a week for over a year now. And if people can go listen to some of those calls, because our clients will call in and tell us what's going on with them. We've heard every story out there. We heard of a lady, a few months back that had, what was it? She lived in New York. She had a diabetic condition that was quite, she'd had it for a long time, and that was completely reversing itself. We've heard of people with polio. They've had the polio condition since childhood, the effects of it. And so they're essentially healthy, but their endurance has increased, and their capacity to do more and be more, alive and part of daily activities has increased. We have many stories of hepatitis C reversals. We have many stories of herpes reversals, candida, lots of fungus stories, lots and lots of fungus stories, stories of warts falling off.
MRSA.
Oh, MRSA. Yeah, the big stories on MRSA. That was one of the first things that that attracted me to Tom. I met Tom through a mutual friend, and she said that she knew somebody that he had helped with that condition. So I felt quite comfortable moving into the, sessions, just going with it. And I was astonished at what happened to me personally, because everything sparks up. Everything gets brighter. Your physiology gets brighter. Your mental clarity gets brighter. The intuitive factor that may play a role in your life becomes more expanded. I mean, everything expands. And when you're in a scalar session. So I made a promise to myself months ago that I would never be off of the scalar sessions. I'm on them recurring. It may not be, something that people would like to do, but we have a lot of people that are using the recurring sessions just because they like the effect of being on the session so much.
Well, Patricia, really with what we're being exposed to every day, just along the lines of microwaves, cell towers and toxic electromagnetic pollution, that has such a degrading effect on cellular function, neural function, and vitality, and also the probiotics in the body. We absolutely need something like scalar energy to counteract what's going on, because that's all very chaotic energy, and it destroys life. And we have the documents that show if you live near even high tension wires, your chances of getting cancer increase like 2,000%. So, basically, the latest research is also linking cancer to fungus and bacteria. Some of the oldest research, actually, it's been suppressed for many years, but research was done back in the 40s by Dr. Royal Raymond Rife, and he identified cancer life stages as coming from fungi and bacteria, although that's not widely accepted yet. It's just starting to percolate. But imagine if Tom, with his scalar technology, is able to disassemble at the atomic level fungus and bacteria. Well, I would imagine that's going to help the cause down the line should a body want to develop
it's prevention.
Further.
How I look at it, too. Yeah, prevention.
Yep.
This
prevention.
Is a universal healthcare operation. You know, another thing I just thought of is autism. We have a number of autism stories where autistic children are recovering more of their independence because they're getting more sleep. And they're able to follow through and actually become a little bit more interactive with the world around them. And all ages of these children, all the way from like maybe 5 years up to the 20s.
That's amazing.
Now, that was a surprising thing to me. But I know a little bit more about autism now. I've been learning about it from a friend. And so now I'm really not surprised that that is happening. But initially, it was a surprising thing. And so I really hope that those people can hear, you know, some of these stories.
I met some researchers from Atlanta that have absolutely isolated a form of the tuberculin organism associated with autism. It's not the only reason, but it's part of the milieu. So that makes total sense that if the tuberculosis germ is being disassembled, that they would have, you know, some remission of symptoms.
Indeed.
Well, and the hardest thing about something like MRSA and these super germs that are out there right now is they don't have anything that is touching them. The strongest antibiotics, which, by the way, are as strong as chemotherapy and just as dangerous and harmful to the body, what are you going to do when those don't work? Well, we've got scalar energy now. Isn't that wonderful?
When my doctor diagnosed me with MRSA, he was very, very afraid. He had a look on his face that was pure fear because he wasn't sure he could help me.
Right.
Fortunately, I have not taken a lot of those antibiotics in my life, so my body responded very well to the super antibiotic that he had to give me. But he was so cautious about giving me very clear instructions on how to combat the die-off of every good flora I had.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you you rebuilt all that back in, you reflected.
Oh, I did. I was very consciously aware of what my part in that was. And it scared me. It scared me and it scared him. And it's one of those situations that you don't want, you know, to ever happen to yourself or a loved one.
Well, I've got to tell you, I was talking with the director of the health department in a county in California, and he said to me, we were talking about another subject, and he said, I'm just devastated. We lost 8 preemies this week. He said, we've been using this solution to clean our equipment for 25 years. He said, and all of a sudden today it stopped working, and 8 babies got an infection, and they all died. See, these organisms are building up resistance to this chemical approach, but they can't build up resistance to the atomic approach of scalar wellness.
Right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're offering you a lot of hope. We're offering you a lot of really great information. And if you know anyone that's suffering right now from any of these conditions, any of these conditions that Patricia brought up, anything that we've been discussing tonight, get them on the radio show. Send them to the website. Have them go to the Q&A page and listen to those sessions where people are talking very frankly about their day-to-day experience with the changes that are happening in their bodies, in their minds, in their emotions, in their pets, in their children, in their families. There really is hope. There really is hope. And Patricia's living proof, and she gets to see it all. She's seen it all. And if you go to Self Heal Go all the time, you'll get to see it all too. And are you guys going to be starting the Q&As again?
Yes, we just took a little break during the holidays. And we actually have something that happens at noon Pacific, noon Pacific, the second and fourth Thursday of the month at CTR Network. And that is on the live Q&A page, that address, that domain. And we also have on the alternate Thursday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have the regular live Q&A. So there's something going on at different times of the day on Thursday, and you can find that information at the website on the live Q&A page. And what we were hoping to do is open that opportunity to get on the line with Tom during the day, so for the Europeans, people that are you know, in outside the U.S., so they can come at a decent hour.
Well, Patricia, thank you so much for coming on the show. We are out of time. Tom, thank you so much. Thank you both for what you're doing to help bring hope to people with scalar energy. And ladies and gentlemen, we hope we'll see you next week at the Divine Energy Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino.